USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Former National Security Advisor Fiona Hill said that U.S. Ambassador Gordon Sondland carried out, quote, a domestic political errand for Donald Trump. She also said that he was operating outside official diplomatic channels under direct orders from the president. Also, she was upset about the way Maria Yovanovitch was treated by the White House upon her exit.
I was very concerned about the circumstances in which her reputation had been maligned repeatedly on television and in all kinds of exchanges. I felt that that was completely unnecessary. And then on the second front, it was very clear at this point that there was a different channel in operation in relations to Ukraine.
Testimony from Hill and David Holmes capped an intense week in the historic inquiry. Hill, a former aide to then National Security Advisor John Bolton, sternly warned the Republicans and the president to, quote, stop pushing a fictional narrative that Ukraine, rather than Russia, interfered in the 2016 elections. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to your health care? I'm happy to inform you there is the solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor, you choose your hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members, starting at $199 a month for a single, up to $529 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $529 a month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Former New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg continues to toy with a run for the White House. Chris Barnes has details.
Bloomberg is filing paperwork to run for president, but a spokesman says Bloomberg's not yet made a final decision on if he's going to run for the Democratic nomination or not. The former New York City mayor filing a statement of candidacy with the Federal Election Commission. Still, it is a sign he is serious about running in the 2020 election. Bloomberg's already spending money. He launched a $100 million digital ad campaign attacking President Trump in several key battleground states. I'm Chris Barnes.
The disgraced former mayor of Baltimore pled guilty to federal conspiracy and tax evasion charges in a case involving the sales of her self-published children's books. Catherine Pugh pled guilty in federal court to conspiracy to commit wire fraud, conspiracy to defraud the government, and two counts of tax evasion. Pugh faces up to 35 years in prison. Her sentencing is set for February 27th. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Stocks closed modestly lower on Wall Street after a mostly listless day of trading handed the market its third straight drop. Losses in technology stocks, companies that rely on consumer spending, and other sectors outweighed gains elsewhere in the market. The world's largest economies have been negotiating a resolution to the trade war between the United States and China ahead of new tariffs set to hit key consumer goods on December 15th. Investors had been hoping for a deal before that happens, as the tariffs would increase prices on smartphones, laptops, and many common household goods. Medicare's revamped prescription plan finder can steer unwitting seniors to coverage that cost much more than they need to pay, according to people who help with signups as well as program experts. Serving some 60 million Medicare recipients, the plan finder is the most commonly used tool on Medicare.gov, and it just got its first major update in a decade. The Trump administration has hailed the new version, and the Medicare administrator Vima Cirma says it will empower beneficiaries to take advantage of their full coverage options. But as open enrollment goes into the home stretch Thanksgiving week, critics say the new tool can create confusion by obscuring out-of-pocket costs that seniors should factor into their overall decisions. Government programs mixing healthcare and technology have faced struggles despite billions spent to subsidize electronic medical records. Getting different systems to communicate still remains a challenge. The Obama administration's launch of healthcare.gov resulted in an embarrassing debacle when the website froze up on the first day. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.